They're big. They're strong. They are amazing.
They are Olympic weightlifters, and they're the focus of this week's Best Body Report with our personal trainer, Fairfax Hackley. Good to have you back, Hack.
Good to be here.
So, you know, not everybody, I guess, would say Olympic weightlifting is exciting, but I find it exciting. Why do you find it so exciting?
Well, it's so exciting because there's a lot of drama in the event, number one, with the selection of the weight. We want to know if someone's going to break the 600-pound barrier for the first time. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest things that happened over the weekend was that only the third human being in history lifted three times his body weight. Aum Young Choi from North Korea lifted 370 pounds overhead at height of 5 foot, 123 pounds.
That's unbelievable. What does lifting consist of, Hack? I mean, what's going on there?
Well, you know, there's two lifts in Olympic lifting. One is the snatch, where you take the weight from the ground and throw it up in one movement overhead. Second is the clean and jerk, where you take the weight, clean it to your shoulders, and then push it overhead. Both lifts have to be completed with the elbows locked and then the feet brought together, and then the judge is giving you three white lights.
Okay. Now, tell us a little history behind weightlifting in the Olympics.
Well, it's been a part of the ancient games. Everyone wanted to know, you know, part of the Olympic motto is fortius, which is stronger. So we've always had things like lifting logs, et cetera, in the Olympic Games. It's been a part of the Games since Athens in 1896. And it started out lifting barbells and actually was a track and field event for a long time before it was codified by the Brits in 1932. It used to consist of three lifts, the snatch, clean and jerk, and overhead press. But that was eliminated. Press was eliminated in 1972.
So we watch those folks lift massive amounts of weight over their heads. What can we learn from that, Hack? What should we be looking for in terms of our own workouts?
Well, appearances obviously are not to be taken lightly. As a matter of fact, the face of U.S. Weightlifting for the United States is Holly Mango, who's 5'9", 350 pounds. She's actually the sister of All-Pro center Jeff Mango for the New York Jets. And this is a woman who can do a full split with 200 pounds over her head.
Get out!
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's pretty incredible. Plus, the speed. You know, most people don't think of weightlifters as being agile, but you have to lift that weight in just close to a second. And Olympic lifters actually have a better vertical jump than professional basketball players.
That's interesting. And it's all in the technique, though, right? Everything is technique.
Well, if you don't do the technique properly, you're not going to lift the weight because it's a lot of weight to have over your head. And think about me lifting three times my body weight. I would have to lift 600 pounds overhead in one movement. Mm.
Can I do it?
No. Not today, not tomorrow, not next week. But, you know, if we work at it, that might happen.
He's nothing if not honest. With our Best Body Report, personal trainer Fairfax Hackley. Thank you, Hack.